KPBS On Demand is supported by Paint Care, offering households and businesses in California more than 800 leftover paint drop-off sites for recycling. Quantities of 100-plus gallons of paint may qualify for a large volume pickup. Learn more at paintcare.org.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Thursday, September 11th. San Diego has a new plan to protect miles of coastline from sea level rise. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. On the flight deck of the USS Midway Museum, firefighters will gather today to commemorate the 24th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. The ceremony starts aboard the ship at 2:30 p.m. and will include the reading of the 441 names of first responders who died in the attacks. The ceremony will also feature a San Diego Fire Department helicopter flyover, 21-gun salute, and a Taps Harbor Police Fireboard water display. Admission to the museum for the event is free between 1:45 and 3 p.m. Never forget. We brought you the story last month regarding a proposed ordinance to bring metered parking to a portion of San Diego's Balboa Park. Well, that has now been paused and is heading back to city staff for review after several council members rejected it on Tuesday. What was supposed to be a routine second reading turned into a rebuke of paid parking by council members Stephen Whitburn and Vivian Moreno. The council is looking ahead to September 15th to take up the issue again. Opponents of a proposed East County sand mine are celebrating what could be a final victory this week. The San Diego County Board of Supervisors denied an appeal by the project's developer to extract sand from the Cottonwood Golf Course. The vote was unanimous. The group Stop Cottonwood Sand Mine says since 2018, area residents have expressed concerns over the project's potential impact on public health, traffic, noise, and the environment. Former County Supervisor Diane Jacobs spoke at the meeting.
I've been a part of many land use hearings. In my decades of experience, I can tell you I have never seen such a destructive project with such negative impacts on the people who live in a community.
Developer Cottonwood Cajon LLC declined to comment after the vote. In an earlier statement, they said the project would create nearly 150 acres of open space and the local source of construction sand would help offset costs for housing and create hundreds of jobs. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rachel Jans, Associate Curator of Modern and Contemporary Art at the San Diego Museum of Art. We're presenting a landmark exhibition of Eduardo Chiida, a visionary sculptor who transformed the way we think about form, space, and material. Eduardo Chiida, Convergence, is the most expansive U.S. presentation of the artist's work in nearly 50 years, bringing together monumental sculptures, delicate works on paper, and a virtual reality experience of his iconic Comb of the Wind installation on the Basque coast of Spain. Eduardo Chiida Convergence is on view now through February 8, 2026 at the San Diego Museum of Art in Balboa Park. Learn more at sdmaart.org.
The city of San Diego has a new plan to protect several miles of coastline from sea level rise. Environment reporter Tammy Merga says it's in response to increasing risk of severe flooding and erosion.
San Diego city leaders approved what they say is a landmark plan to protect the coast from sea level rise. It's called the Coastal Resilience Master Plan, and it would raise dunes, enhance trails, and shift parking lots away from the coast. It would start in Ocean Beach, Pacific Beach, and Sunset Cliffs. San Diego City Council President Joe LaCava says the plan is about resiliency and
ensuring that we protect our natural recreation areas and protecting our investments in public infrastructure and private property. What we had yesterday won't be there tomorrow unless we take action today.
Some residents who spoke at Tuesday's meeting say changes could improve access to the coastline, but others worry how they will impact neighborhoods. The city used more than $1 million in state and federal grant funds to produce the plan. Next steps include traffic and environmental studies and getting public feedback. Tammy Murga, KPBS News.
A new supermarket celebrated its grand opening Wednesday in North County, and it only serves homeless and working poor customers. North County reporter Alexander Nguyen explains.
It looks like your neighborhood supermarket, and it feels like one. Down to the shopping carts, and that's the point. This is Brother Benno's new 1,400-square-foot food distribution center. Paul McNamara is Brother Benno's executive director. He says the indoor market offers a dignified shopping experience to the people they serve.
It sends a signal that Brother Benno's cares.
Brian Cecil says he has been homeless for the past 13 months.
When I come here, I don't get the ugly looks that I normally get.
He was shopping at the store on Wednesday.
I mean, everything from salads, fruit, different kinds of cheeses, pastries, gotta have the sweets.
Wednesday's opening was ceremonial. They started serving customers last month. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
Global avocado production is up. The countries of Morocco, Brazil, and even Nigeria are trying to cash in on the demand for this beloved fruit. But here in San Diego County, one of the largest producers of avocados in the world, fewer and fewer are being grown. John Carroll reports why.
I'm Jennifer Bantley. I am a 14-year avocado farmer. My husband and I run a 12-acre farm in Fallbrook.
Jennifer Bantley says she and her husband, Kurt, thought the farm was going to be a good investment.
But we learned that the trees were too tall, that we had to stump the trees and start all over again, which meant waiting 7 years for a full crop.
Bantley says that's when they realized Kurt would have to keep his job as a wireless engineer to afford farming, and time was not the only challenge. Avocado trees need a lot of water to stay healthy. An average avocado, just one piece of fruit, not a whole tree, takes 70 to 80 gallons of water to grow. And water has been getting more expensive for years. In 2019, the Bantleys paid $4.42 per 1,000 gallons. This year, the agricultural water rate in the Fallbrook Public Utility District is $5.83 per 1,000 gallons.
I already have had to cut down 180 trees just recently because I can't afford the water anymore.
And Bantley's not alone. Whether they were cut down or farmers just stopped watering them, data from the University of California shows total acreage of avocado trees in the county dropped from roughly 26,000 acres in 2008 to about 13,000 acres by last year. The report lists a variety of reasons why, including the spread of urban development.
It's really depressing. So I get really emotional about this because I'm so involved with my farm, and I am the one doing a lot of the work. I am the one pruning the trees. I am the one throwing the wood. I'm a two-time cancer survivor, and I have a lot of years, my good years, that have been put into this.
And there's the problem of labor, hiring enough people to pick the fruit. Some farms qualify for the H-2A visa program that allows non-American citizens to work here legally.
If we wouldn't have these H2A guys, this grove will not be picked by now.
Serafin Michel is the farm manager at ACA Groves in Valley Center. He's worked here since he was a teenager, more than 50 years now. He says due to immigration crackdowns by the Trump administration, it's now more difficult than ever to hire workers.
A lot of my neighbors are dropping the fruit because there ain't no local workers. Most of the big ranches around this area is gone because of the water prices is killing us. The laborers is killing us. The avocados from Mexico and Peru and all these other places, they ship in avocados to the United States, they drop our price down. We have no chance to survive. No chance. And now with the labor, it's even worse.
But qualifying for the H-2A visa program is not easy. It involves a lot of factors and qualifications that some farms can't or won't meet. Beyond that, Bantley says simply hiring workers these days is getting tougher.
It's getting frightening. It's scary because we're having to be coached on what to do if immigration comes to your farm and what do you say to them? And I'm like, really? Is this really happening?
For the Bantleys, it's all getting to be too much. They've entered into a county program called PACE, the Purchase of Agricultural Conservation Easement. It pays small farmers to permanently designate their property for agricultural use only, both to preserve farmland and to reduce greenhouse gases.
So I'll be allowed to build a house and an ADU and a farm or a winery, but I can't develop it. So that's going to limit my resale value.
The county has a goal of getting 443 acres set aside every year, and it says so far it's preserved more than 3,000 acres. John Carroll, KPBS News.
San Diego political leaders took to social media Wednesday to express their horror at the killing of Turning Point USA leader Charlie Kirk in Utah. Reporter John Carroll also has this story.
Republican Congressman Daryl Issa posted this message to X, RIP Charlie Kirk. Please keep his family in your hearts today. Democrats from San Diego's congressional delegation all posted on X as well, saying they condemn the violence. Representative Sarah Jacobs had this to say, quote, I fully condemn this shooting. It adds to the feeding frenzy of political violence in our country, which makes all of us less safe and scares us into submission and silence. Republican Assemblymember Carl DeMaio also issued a statement about the shooting. It ended with, quote, As Americans, we must recommit to civility, respect, and the protection of free speech. Turning Point USA has chapters at San Diego State University and UC San Diego. KPBS has reached out for comment, and we've not yet heard back. John Carroll, KPBS News.
This week, the San Diego City Council took an important step toward charging for parking at the zoo. For our Why It Matters segment, Voice of San Diego CEO Scott Lewis explains how we got here.
Visitors to the San Diego Zoo spent more than $570 million in the region last year. Now, the city and the zoo want them to spend a bit more. For many years, they've been able to park their cars for free, and that's going to change. To understand what's going on, you have to go back to 1979. That's when the zoo signed its current lease with the city. The lease allows the zoo to charge for parking, but it has one big rule. They cannot charge different amounts if someone is a zoo member, buys a ticket, or is a San Diego resident. The zoo wants to change this because the city will soon begin charging for parking in Balboa Park, and it would be super awkward if the zoo's parking lot remained free after that happened. So that's what happened this week. The San Diego City Council simply agreed to allow the zoo to come up with a plan to offer different parking rates to different people. In exchange, city officials and zoo leaders have agreed to share some of that money with the city. The City Council passed its budget assuming that $3 million would come from parking at the zoo, and more than $15 million would come from parking at Balboa Park. So they are motivated to move quickly. They will not hit their goals if they don't start charging by October 1st. I'm Scott Lewis for Voice San Diego, and that's why it matters.
That is it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I really want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health. including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.